Hey. Thank you for tuning in to one of our 6 month running Down and Dirty. I'm Vivacious Vic
I'm Idaho Bo.
and we welcome all of our listeners wherever you might be in the world. I'm in Boise and Bo is in Coeur d'Alene, and we started our first show on April 6th, so we're 6 months running and counting and loving it. And we want to thank the people who have subscribed to our show and our if this is a listener supported radio show. And so we can't continue to go forward without your support. And I just want to reach out to our recent subscribers, Josh, Tracy, and Carrie, all from Idaho, who have contributed to with subscriptions. And like I said, it's listener supported, and we can't continue without your support. So thank you, one and all, for all of that. Bo and I are extremely excited and honored today to have a very special guest join us from Mesa, Arizona. And I'm going to hand it over to Bo to introduce him.
Thanks, Vic. I would love, with gratitude and love in my heart, to introduce Waylon P. Pohona Jr. He's a passionate motivational speaker, health and wellness trainer, and a certified yoga instructor through Native Strength Revolution. He proudly represents his heritage as a Hopi, Tewa, and Maricopa. And Waylon is renowned for his transformative journey and as the founder and creator of Healthy Active Natives, HAN, that's we call it HANS. His vibrant social networking group on Facebook has grown to encompass over 74,500 members globally, fostering a community dedicated to health and wellness. In recognition of his impactful contributions, Waylon received his Healthy Innovative Award from IHS Indian Health Services in 2013 for his pioneering social media efforts. In 2024, he was honored with the award, Warrior Award, from the Southwest Indigenous Women's Coalition and the Molina Healthcare Tribal Health Champion Award. Ooh, that's a mouthful. Further underscoring his commitment to promoting well-being and in Indigenous communities. Currently, Waylon teaches and facilitates yoga and wellness classes in outpatient treatment centers and the Strong Men's Program, empowering individuals to embrace healthier lifestyles. Additionally, he proudly serves as an ambassador. Oh, we're not going to read that one. That company, unfortunately, is no longer with us. I'm reading from his bio, folks, because it's so impressive. And to close out his bio, Waylon creates a fun, safe, and engaging space for those he encounters. Waylon shares his passions to uplift, inspire, and motivate Indigenous communities, and hope that you leave his events feeling renewed, refreshed, and refocused on your personal growth and goals. His learning objectives are that participants will practice tools for wellness, including journaling, guided imagery, music, and movement. Learn ways to revive, reset, rest, revitalize, and renew their lives, and to explore their own purpose and passions. So, yeah, tongue twisted there, but I think you all got the idea. I would like to now, just in my own personal bow way, invite my son-in-law, P. Pohona, as we call him, P. to our show, Waylon. Waylon, I haven't called you that in years. P, thank you so much for coming. I love you so much, and I'm so grateful that you're here to share your journey with us today.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm super excited as well. Just to share, when you asked, I jumped right on it, and said, yeah, of course I'll do it. So yeah, I'm excited.
So, Vic, do you want to start with a couple questions?
Well, I think one of the biggest questions for me with all of those activities and, striving to have an impact on people in your close circle and then radiate it out into bigger rings of influence is, how do you find the people who sign up for your offerings, and what are some of their journeys like? Do they go on to become leaders and you help train them to do some of the things that you're teaching? Or, and the longevity of people who come in and join some of these different things that you do. I'm just curious on how does it radiate out and keep growing from your humble beginnings to now having so many credentials and awards?
So let me take it a step back, just to give you some information. Now, I started out actually as a personal trainer in physical therapy, and I did that for 5 years. And through that journey of physical therapy, really understanding the brain and really understanding the brokenness, that we have. And so that basically created a philosophy for me that wellness starts with a mindset. First and foremost, it's not as easy to say, well, I need to go outside and exercise. It's a journey in itself through our mind to get to that point. And so through this journey, seeing people go through injuries, understanding what the brain does, and often, and I'll explain it this way, it's like twisting your ankle and babying your ankle for 3 weeks. Well, the mind is going to tell it to protect itself. Once you're healed, you're still going to think that you're injured, or you're still going to think that you need to be careful. So it's such a powerful, profound thing that we create situations to where we think we're still injured. So that goes deeper into the patterns of and struggles that we go through trauma. And so I kind of put this all together in my own headspace, and really started to understand that there was a deeper connection to people not being healthy. And it started with that mindset. And so it made me go deeper into myself, because before I was a personal trainer, mind you, I was always active. I always played sports, football, baseball, wrestling, all throughout my years. And so it's very healthy. But through my health, I took a different approach to what I did. Was I suppressed emotions. And so suppressing emotions through physical movement kept me going. And what I mean by that, suppressing emotions, is I was sexually abused at a young age, by several people. I've had to deal with circumstances of alcohol. I've had to deal with circumstances of just trauma. And through that trauma, I didn't use alcohol or drugs as a coping mechanism. I used physical activity. And through that physical activity, what it did was I was releasing the things that I've been through in my life, but it was still storing up in me to eventually me completely just not being able to cope. And by then, I was well over close to 200 pounds heavier than I am now. So I was dealing with I'm sorry, I'm trying to think, pre-diabetes, fatty liver. I was drinking alcohol then, and so I was dealing with emotions, emotionally and not physically then. And so it came to a point where I started going to seek behavioral health. And that really helped me. I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, which I never knew an individual like myself could go through that, because I always thought people went to war were the only people that were diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. So through that journey of all of that trauma, I bear a lot of scars, which Bo doesn't know about. I have scars across my hands. I have scars on my body. I've been hit in the head with because of violence. I've had a couple eye surgeries on my left eye because of those things. And speaking those things and talking about my trauma brought me to the point of becoming a personal trainer. And so that's how I started helping people, relating those things to the brokenness of the mind and repairing it. You know, there's a saying that we do have the ability to heal ourselves, and we really do. We also have the ability to make ourselves sick when we say and express these things into the universe. And so I took all of those things that I learned and just applied it to training, helping people, supporting them, having them create and manifest a better wellness for them through mindset, and seeing the shift and the changes in people was very, very inspiring to me. And so in 2011, I was a personal trainer for 5 years in physical therapy. In 2011, I left to pursue independent contracting and become an entrepreneur and help people on my own. And really, I was just trying to help people with their themselves and being broken. And it's funny because social media can paint you a certain way. I was painted as this health and wellness guru guy who does all of these exercises and is healthy and fit. Mind you, I never talked about health and wellness in that way. I never shared it through the lens of physical activity. It was always through mindset. And through that journey, I received, and this is all going back to that question you asked. Through that journey of this, I started this group online, which was about 200, 300 people, and it was more getting people to share and express their trauma and heal from it, you know, having people really understand that there's a lot of like-minded people, because when we're going through something, we think we're the only individual in this whole world that is going through something, when every single person in this world is going through something. And so that's very relatable. And so being transparent with the things that I went through, I started to express this. And went 300, went to 1,000, to 10,000, to 20,000, and it just grew. It grew and grew and grew. And through that journey, fast forward to now, that was in 2011, 2012. I still don't have a website for myself. Now, this is to answer your question. I love being a person that is asked to do something, and that creates like, oh, I heard that guy Waylon, and man, I love the way he talked. I got his information. Let's have him come here. Oh, hey, we heard him speak here. So I have been real grassroots and underground for the past since that many years of I'm not passing out business cards. I'm not telling people to hear what I'm talking about or the philosophies that I share. Because, and I'll put it this way, my life story is not a business. And
Right.
so it's just, if you're meant to hear me and you're meant to be in the space of this, then that's how I come into contact with people. So
Beautiful.
from then on, I've probably, from 2011 to now, I've probably done at least well over 500 keynote speeches in various communities with no business card, no website, no nothing. And so yeah, to answer your question, that people reach, and I'm not saying this in arrogance, like people just hear me and we they, and then and that's how we connect. That's it. There's nothing, and sometimes people get what they need and I don't ever hear from them again. So some of them I've created lasting relationships to, where I'll give you an example of this. I met a guy April, oh, no, I'm sorry, Mark. No, was it May 22nd. And every single day I met him at a conference, and every single day he texts me the sunrise to this day. And so yeah, it's various experiences, various people that I've have connections with.
Thank you so much. I want to go back to the very first part of your answer about the trauma that comes from injuries, and I've never in my whole life had an injury of any kind, and then I had a very serious one. And I can totally understand and relate to how the mind takes over, even when you're healed, even when you feel like, okay, I'm back in the game. I'm a little compromised, but I can overcome these things or just adapt to my new physique. And but the mind, it protects you so. It's incredible. So yes, I can completely relate to that aspect of any healing journey that anybody goes on, no matter what the injury or the trauma or the event actually was. Our mind makes it way worse in a lot of
Oh yeah.
ways than it. And so thank you so much. That's an incredible journey.
Yeah, we create a muscular imbalance for ourselves.
Yeah. And I realize it becomes a cellular memory that I have to go in there and work with, consciously work with. That's not any longer the what I have to listen to. I can, but you have to remove it or heal it, or I don't even know all the words to it. But it was a real solo journey for me because it came from a very traumatic change in my life, my whole lifestyle, where I lived, who I lived with, and how I survived. And it's been an incredible journey of healing within self, and pretty solo. I didn't know you then. I didn't reach out to you then. Thank you
can
for
I
that.
can I ask you a question, P?
Yeah.
You're talking about the mind a lot. How do you feel about a lot of the healing comes from your spirit, from your soul, from even the emotional part of you? Because physical, a lot of people have had physical trauma. And you also spoke about, physical trauma through the sexual abuse, but also led to physical. What about, because I know you and my daughter both practice body, mind, and soul healing, and you have a certificate from the Body Mind Medicine Center. So, how much do you feel that your spiritual self has to do with healing?
I think it's kind of a, I think there's a balance between that. There's a balance between your belief system, whether it's Christianity, whether it's Buddhism, whether it's spirituality, whether it's that connection to what you believe, and then having to tie science, the molecular structure of who you are. When you confuse those two things together, I was taught by an elder, you become the most powerful person in being. And so that's pretty much how I relate everything. And I believe that my spirituality and my connection to who I am helps heal me, you know, and I say that in a way that, you know, I control all my thoughts, I control all my emotions, I can heal myself. And I'm not saying that in a crazy way of like, you know, my bones are broken and it's healing back, but it's metaphorically speaking in a way that I do feel the mends of those, that brokenness through my body heal. And I think when you align those things, you become a very, very powerful person just in yourself. Does that answer your question?
I think remembering who you are and that we're not just the physical body, that we are a spirit inhabiting a physical body for a physical experience, and remembering that is a good, I mean, I agree with you 100%. I agree we can heal ourselves. And I know I can, many different things that I've healed myself from. I mean, I
Well, I
can't
guess
think of any.
so where did we learn that? Do you remember where we learned that? And I think we take this for granted because we think about it, but we don't really like, oh yeah, that was proven.
Where do we learn it?
What did that all come about? And I'll just say the placebo effect. We took a pill that had nothing in it, and which made us believe that we were healing ourselves. It's the most proven thing right there that our mind is powerful in that way, but we don't think of it that way. We don't.
I would say the pill that we took did have something in it, but it wasn't good for us. But that's another story.
Yeah, and so with those things, it's like how do we but I'll say this. We can say this all day. The biggest and the most powerful exercise for you, I'm saying all of anybody and for any person, is to just worry about self. There's so much judgment in what we need to do for other, how we need to fix somebody, how we need to teach them. And in the perfect world, every single person could just heal and work on themselves and not worry about somebody who's doing something else, man, we would be so much more powerful. And
I agree.
we're compromised by social media, we're compromised by our cell phones, we're compromised by others, what people have to say. And so it's really these types of teachings have really taught me to, and I hear this all the time. It's like I hear people say, you know, question everything. Yes, but the only thing that matters is what you question, not anybody else. Yeah, because that forms groups, that forms groups of opinions. That
And
forms,
division.
yeah, and so you're not being the most healthy person when you include those things into your well-being.
I feel that we all have the answers. We don't need a guru. We don't need a Bible. We don't need anybody else because we have it all within us. And it takes, I mean, some people may say training, or you need to, you know, sit by yourself on a rock and meditate, whatever it is for you to go within, it's all in there. For me, I had that actualization. I don't even know how many years ago. It's been a while, but I know it's all in there, and I don't really need to listen to a speaker. No offense, because, but you know what I'm saying, right? We have the ability to heal within us, and for me, my heart center is where I come from. I use my brain as, and I'm getting better at it. to be the translator. You know what I'm saying? Like overthinking can kill you as well.
Yeah.
There, it's yeah, no, I we and I use this example all the time. We want to help other people but ourselves, and I'm going to give you an example of that. We've all had friends who leaned on us for support. We've probably said some profound, beautiful things to them, that words that they needed to hear. But why aren't those exact same words that we're using to help somebody? Why aren't we listening to those same words and healing ourselves?
Exactly. That's true.
Yeah.
Are you doing any art right now while you're talking to us?
I was just making like little boxes. Speaking.
Nice.
Ruhan.
Nice.
Oh, he just showed us a drawing he's working on. I want to talk about that. I want to talk
Yes.
about your drawing. P is one of the most outstanding graphic artists I've ever seen. I actually, if you could see us, I'm sitting in my living room and I have his artwork right behind me that he's gifted to me. And he has a link for buying t-shirts and sweatshirts. We'll throw this up on our BBS page, bbsradio.com/downanddirty. I'll put a couple examples of his work up there and the link. But Pete, could you talk about your artwork a little bit? And is that a way that you help heal yourself?
Yes, a lot of the artwork is my interpretation of different things that I see in the universe, and I really like to metaphorically come up with things and share a lot of the things. One, I never thought I would be selling my t-shirts, and so 2 years ago I went to a rally in at the Capitol, state Capitol. And I seen, I'm not joking, at least eight or nine of my designs of different grassroots organizations that I gifted, my logos, artwork I did for them. And it was so cool to see my t-shirts in different spaces. And then right there, that was like, okay, you need to start selling your art. And start making a name for yourself, because people are wearing your art everywhere. So I've done a lot of nonprofit work. I did one that I really, really am proud of, and it was for a conference called Protect Her. So it's basically a play on words, protect her. And so what I did was I drew hands like this in like a bowl. And I drew a mom and a daughter holding hands, and it was in that protecting that mom and that daughter. And so I did that for an organization. I've done quite a few other things, and I've done some stuff that have been a little controversial to some people, but it's really, I think, when you, again, it goes back to, if you're not healed yourself, then you look at things in the wrong light. And so really I was just trying to create an understanding of disconnection from the bad habits of religion that we have had, as far as judgment.
That is that a play on word bad habits? For the it's the art piece I'm thinking of.
Do you want me to share that?
Sure.
So I did a piece where, and because this goes to as an indigenous native man that's Hopi, Tewa, and Gila River, we've been colonized, we've been assimilated to organized religion, whether it's Catholicism, Mormonism, Christianity, all of those different organized religions. I say this. Whatever settler came first is basically who colonized that area. And so in that, I drew a picture of an old grandmother, and I drew a picture of an old nun. And the picture of the nun, the picture of the old grandmother, is she's holding the nun's veil, and she's cutting it,
The
and
habit.
she's
That's
cutting it.
all.
the habit. It's called a habit. That's why I asked you if it was a play on words.
So
Right.
cutting that is in it's a basically cutting those ties to judgment, cutting those ties to like, oh, you're not, if you don't do this, you're gonna go to hell. If you, or if you don't do it this way, something bad is gonna happen to you. And it's like, then that played into all our traditions to where it's like, oh, something bad's gonna happen. And it's like, no, like we don't need to scare people into those things. And so I did that, and a lot of people took it as if I was hurting the nun, but it was severing those ties and those disconnections to those things.
Right.
And
That's
it went
brilliant.
viral. It went viral. And so I love talking about it because I really like to express to people like different habits we've created, different traditions that we've created because of organized religion and culture, or organized religion and assimilation.
Right. I have just received yesterday from Bo. She sent me a package, and in it was a sticker that she has of some of your artwork, and it's just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. It's a tree with all the different people around it,
Oh,
and then the roots going down, and it's absolutely beautiful. And then the other piece of work that I've seen of yours is the dragonfly tattoo she has on her arm, which is
yeah.
phenomenal. And so, everybody listening, I highly recommend you familiarize yourself with P's artwork because it's quite profound, it's thought-provoking, it's beautiful, and to me, it really touches chords of unity and connection to it. And I really have a huge admiration for artists because I know that they're channeling these things through their spirit and their soul, and then bringing it to life to share with us. So, thank you both for sending that, and thank you for your huge, beautiful creation, P. It's on the back of my computer right now where I'm sitting. So, I pasted it there so I see it every day. Thank you for
I did
that.
an art piece where I did a I entered a contest, and I got to name the theme of the conference. Well, I won it. I won the theme to name the theme and to have my logo. And it was, oh my gosh, this was probably one of my most favorite things that has ever happened in my life, because when we got to Palm Springs, my logo was showcased all over in Palm Springs, the hotel. The staff were wearing pins with my artwork, and
Oh, beautiful. He's showing us a copy of this art that he's done. Maybe it's the original, but that's phenomenal.
and
That is so
I'll explain
beautiful.
it right now so they can have an idea. So it's basically, it's a woman sitting with a blanket over her, around her. And then there's roots as of a tree coming down into the ground. And then she has her hand up like she's blowing a kiss. And as she's blowing, there's a design, a native design in the blow that she's breathing. And so that woman is an interpretation of me. That woman is an interpretation of me when I was sexually abused. And so so what I named the what I named the conference was staying deeply rooted through our breath. And so through her breath, through my breath, because breath is what saves us. Breath is what brings our anxiety down. It's what helps us get to the
Yes.
point of just feeling just beautiful.
Yeah.
And so that's what that
Wow.
design is. Yeah, it was so awesome to see the design displayed everywhere.
That is so nice. It's beautiful art, everybody. It's beautiful art.
Maybe you can send me a few pictures, and I'll put them up on our our website, our BBS page, which
Okay.
brings me back when you were talking about the breath to being a yoga instructor. And I know you've done breath work. And could you go a little bit into how you became a yoga instructor and Native Strength Revolution? Just if you'd like to touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, so Johanna, my partner Bo's daughter, was already yoga certified. And mind you, I've always been this guy that just lifts heavy weights, clunking iron around. I never thought yoga. I always thought yoga was for women in yoga pants, eating kale salad and, gluten-free stuff. That's what I thought yoga was. And so mind you, Johanna's teaching, she's doing classes online, and I'm kind of like, I'm not interested in it. This is a story in itself. So I was not interested. I took only two yoga classes in my life, and both of them I got in trouble for talking. And that's what turned me off to it. I was like, this is too, I can't be quiet. So I'm like, I'm not doing that. And so for years, it was two experiences that I had that I didn't have the best experience and I didn't come back. And so fast forward to 2020 and COVID hit and I lost seven family members to COVID. And I buried an uncle on a Friday and his wife that following Monday. And so
Oh.
just like that, we had COVID hit a lot of our indigenous people. I could say well over 100 people in my community passed away. And so through the loss of loved ones, I decided that I was going to do a walk and I was going to walk 200 miles for my community and my people in solidarity and prayer for those who lost their life to COVID. And at the same time, I was also going to walk that 200 miles to raise money for loved ones who needed water. So we have a lot of arsenic in our water out where I'm from. And so that was what I was going to do. And so I trained, I walked every single day. Mind you, yoga wasn't even in my thought process. So every day I'm getting up, I'm walking. And November 24th, 2020, I said I was going to start walking. November 24th is my birthday. So that's when I wanted to start. And so November 22nd, my mom got COVID. And so I thought my mom wasn't going to make it because one, my mom has she needs a lung transplant. And she's too old to get a lung transplant right now. She also has emphysema and asthma. And my mom has smoker's lung. My mom's never smoked in her life. She grows a coir-like substance in her lungs. And so anyway, I thought my mom wasn't going to make it. So I was going to walk 200 miles from Phoenix onto my reservation, which is, well, from here, sea level going up to close to 7,000 elevation. I was going to walk that. And so plans changed, and I decided, well, mind you, I really thought this. I didn't think my mom was going to live. So I thought, well, I can't do anything. They won't let us see our loved ones. What I'll do is I'll just walk from her house every single day, 26.2 miles. And so November 24th came, I made the decision to walk 26.2 miles every single day. And I'm sure you guys know what 26.2 miles is, right? A marathon. I wanted to walk back to back to back marathons for, I believe it was 220 some mi 20, I think 218 miles was what I walked. And so through that journey, midway through it, my mom got out of the hospital. That's for another story of mindset, and I can share that with you guys on a separate, but I once my mom got out, I decided to do the last 60 miles from Winslow, Arizona to my reservation, which is well over 60 miles. So I did that journey. I ended up raising $10,000, $10,500 for my community. But the biggest thing that I realized, and I never knew I was doing all this time, was meditating. I didn't realize that I could meditate because I thought, well, yoga is not for me. I can't keep my mind. I can't keep my mind still. And that whole time of that walk, I was in meditation because my feet bled. I had blisters, and so I kept a clear mind throughout that space and time. So that right there made me want to become a yoga instructor. And so I told Johanna, I said I wanted to become a yoga instructor. And she was shocked. She was really just like, because I wasn't interested. Mind you, I was the only yoga instructor that got, because you have to apply. You have to apply. And I was nervous about it because I only had two yoga classes under my belt. So yeah, it's like, how are they gonna, like, who's this guy that wants to become certified? He don't even do it himself. So I applied and I got accepted through Native Strength Revolution, and I came in so green. I had to learn, and I was so not limber. I was, because again, I was a weightlifter. I was just, had nothing, no interest in stretching. And I got certified online because we during that time was COVID, and everything was shut down, so everything was online. So 2021. So this is gonna shock you guys. So fast forward from 2021 till now, I've taught hundreds of yoga classes
Nice.
online, Native men. I think I've taught more classes, well, quadruple the times of classes Johanna has taught.
Wow, that is
You
so
have, I know.
amazing.
Do you do that through strongmen?
So then through that, that's, gosh, I could probably, all your questions can go into long stories.
Well, maybe we'll just have to have you back, Fee.
Yes.
I'll try to make this short. So back in 2020, there was a Native men's group called Native Strongmen that was based out of Washington State University, was trying to get Native men together to talk about wellness. And I was one of the first cohorts to go in and be surveyed. Would you sit at least an hour and a half with men to talk about your wellness? And I was the first person to raise my hand and say, no, I don't want to be wasting an hour and a half of my time talking to men about wellness. And I was straightforward with them, and they actually asked me to if I wanted to facilitate. And so I thought about it, and I thought about it, and then here I end up teaching hundreds of classes to Native men through yoga, breath work, meditation, seeing men cry, seeing men get emotional. And it's like there's this, it's crazy now, because there's this, nowadays there's this alpha male that people are trying to look at. And for us as Native people, it's the opposite. We've went through the warrior stage. We've went through all of those things of war and resiliency. Now it's like we're trying to find that peace of stillness, that space of just being in tune with our emotions, because we've suppressed them. So we're doing the opposite. I'm getting men to express themselves and be emotional. And so it's such a powerful thing that I had my first men's conference last year. And so I'm looking to have my second men's conference in January of 2026. In Phoenix?
Fantastic.
In Phoenix?
In Phoenix, yeah, here. We had
Okay.
the first one was in Flagstaff, which was amazing. It was beautiful. And so I'm looking to do this again. So dear listeners, if you're listening, I can also send a link if you're interested in supporting and donating to our men's conference. This conference is free. We're not asking for payment for anything. All we want to do is just hold this space for our men who are healing.
We'd be happy to post that for you, Pia.
Fantastic. I also want to suggest and remind our listeners that we do have a Facebook page, Down and Dirty with Bo and Vic. It's not like on our BBS radio station, but we post every show, a link to every show that we record. We post all kinds of photos. And I think if you want us to, P, it would be wonderful for us to be able to post some of your artwork and some of the ways that people can further do a deeper dive into some of your events. Facebook's easy, BBS radio, everything is there. But it just is easy if you're on Facebook to just find us and be friends with us there. And so if you want to do that, you can send all your info to Bo and we'll get it all posted in appropriate places.
Definitely.
And I will throw up an Instagram page too, I promise.
We're working on it. We're working.
Unfortunately, I'm not on Facebook, so we can't link the two, and I can't be an administrator on it because I'm not on Facebook. So I think we'll keep it separate, unless you know a way to do it, P, because I know you do a lot on Instagram. How can they find you on Instagram?
It's Pahona52.
Okay, same on Facebook?
You can also even Google my name and you'll find several podcasts. You'll find Zoom webinars that I've done on that. If you just Google Waylon Pahona, there's something that I've said or spoken on some kind of platform.
Nice.
Will you spell your name for the people, please?
Yeah, it's like Waylon Jennings, Waylon, last name Pahona, Pahona.
Thank you.
Perfect. Perfect.
So what else do you got, Vic?
Well, you're working on having in January the men's conference. What are you working on right now? And what are you promoting? Or is it with you and Johanna promoting events, or do you have some other events locally that we can help you promote?
We are working with a domestic violence program called SWIC, the Southwest Indigenous Women's Coalition. We also are working with various organizations to help with, meditations, mindfulness, yoga. As a matter of fact, we both just got an email today looking for speakers for July, because Bo was like, July? Yeah. So
Nice.
we're always looking to be in various spaces. And so for me, again, it's not something that I'm promoting. It just happens, and I like that it just organically happens.
Do you mind if I tell a story on how you and Johanna met real quick? We have about 7 minutes left, just to let you know. So we used to live in Boise, and my daughter has a friend named Dante, who is Shoshone Paiute, and she was living on the Duck Valley Reservation, which is in southern Idaho, northern Nevada. And she became friends with P on Facebook because they were in a running group, I think a Native running group, if I'm wrong, I apologize. And they just became online friends. They've never met in person. Her daughter was graduating from high school on the res and just asked if he would come and be the speaker. And he said, yeah. So Donde got in touch with my daughter, Johanna, and said, this guy's coming in. He's straight up. He's fine. He's really good guy, and he's flying in. Can you pick him up in at the airport? Because my daughter was going to the graduation. So Johanna was a little iffy about it. I don't know this guy and stuff, but she decided to because she trusts Donde. So she picked him up, and I was working. They came and picked me up because I was staying home with Johanna's then very young daughter, and she's kind of a late kind of a person, and wasn't finished packing. So P and Ni, my granddaughter and I were all downstairs, and he started playing with her, and she fell in love, and we had a buffalo bone broth, and we had some tamales, and so we all sat around the table, and I looked at both of them. I looked from him to her, from him to her, and I knew they would be getting together, and here we are. How many years later? 7 or 8?
Close to nine.
Whoa, geez,
Nice.
how time
That's
flies.
beautiful. And what a
Anyway,
life you put together.
they put together a great life. They really have.
Yes.
They really, really
Yes.
have. So we only have about 5 minutes left. Would you like to add anything?
No, I mean, just really quick to add to that story. I flew out to Fort Hall, Idaho. I had three events, and in those three events, I needed to be in three different places in the span of 2 weeks. And I decided to book one flight and figure out how to get back to Arizona. And so, in that process of booking that one flight, that's how I got connected to Johanna. And so, it's just crazy now that I think about it because I've never done anything just off the whim like that and say, I'm going to figure out a way to get back home.
It was meant to be.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
But other
Well,
than that, no, I don't have anything. I'm pretty easy to find with just searching my name. And again, you can find various things that I've talked about. So there's.
what about your t-shirt? You want to get throw up that link, or can they find that on your Facebook page and
They
your.
can, they can find it because I don't know the link offhand, so I would
Okay.
have, but I can I'll provide that so you guys can share that.
Really good quality sweatshirts and t-shirts, guys. I
Nice.
have quite a few.
Nice. I just want to interject too. We're just regular people. Bo and I are just 70-year-old women, just P has such a beautiful life story and full of challenges. None of us are without challenges. And our whole purpose of doing these shows is to just put our drop in the ocean. All drops in the ocean help to buoy the ships up. Everything floats if we all put our drop in the ocean to try to help improve not only our lives first, but to share our wisdom, share our experience, share our humanness. And I see this gathering today as really having a ripple effect of really bringing beautiful stories and very, very helpful guidance and places that we can all get involved online to help P on his mission. And there's this ripple effect that just goes, grows, grows, grows. And, I feel like that's my purpose in doing these kinds of things. And I just appreciate anybody who's willing to spend an hour, take an hour out of their day and be on our show. We're pretty small, but we're enjoying what we're doing and it's very meaningful to us. So I just want to thank you, P, for saying yes. And getting to know you some more.
Definitely. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for asking.
Our pleasure. I love you very much, and you know that.
Yeah, love you too.
All right, guys. Well, I
don't
think that.
don't forget, we're listener supported. So
Oh,
if you help us by a small, it can be as little as $2.99 a month, and it helps so much. So anybody can find that on any of the links of our show. There's a donation button right below.
you can go to bbsradio.com/downanddirty, and right under our banner is a great big beautiful donation button, and that will take you to all the different subscriptions. You start at $2.99. That's not even a cup of coffee, guys. Anyway, I think we need to wrap it up. I love both
Thank
of
you.
you so much. Thank you again, P, and I'll see you in school.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.